talking to stable foreman Troy Atkin with Tiger Jack's win here in Hobart. Well, Troy, Peter Brazil said that he's going to win a few races sooner or later, and his win tonight was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. He sort of stretched him out to 1400 a mile. He sort of hadn't been strong late at the end of both them trips. We sort of had a round of discussion, conversation with the owners, and we decided that we'd drop him back in trip and we'll start, you know, start again. Well, I reckon probably at the moment 7 furlongs probably as far as he'll get, you know.
All right, well, there's some decent 1400 metre races about, and actually even more 1200 metre races in the coming weeks. This win will do him the world of good, confidence wise.
For sure. I mean, he sort of had 7 starts. Handicap has got him by the throat. Next, mate. 65, he's riding. He started riding with 63 at the start of the prep and said 7 runs, and it's got to 65. He doesn't want to race, so it's made it really tough to place him. He's not really a kid's horse, yeah. Hence the reason he went back to 1100 today. I knew a kid to be able to hold him at 1100, be able to put him in a 1400, and I found him get going on Brendan McCool. So you've got to be a bit wary with him. So I mean, he needed the claim today. He's been struggling with the 59. I mean, I feel a bit sorry for Shannon. She does all the work on him, but even she knows that he's been anchored with the 59. So
Davis done a good job. Sat on him and waited the right time.
Yeah, he did exactly what I thought him to do. I thought Captain Kidd would be vulnerable. 1100 does seem to always see him out. You know, he's got a really good record of 1000. This bloke's had 3 goes at this track now for 2 wins in a second too. That's the key. They run a sort of slower last 600 here than what they do in any of these tracks, so it actually suits him a bit, makes it a bit tough, you know.
Well done, win's a win, and let's hope he can go on and do more.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, I don't know what I'll do with him now, to be honest. I sort of, gonna have to sum it up, you know.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, buddy.